Yehon Nav Gimel Omer Aleph. Again, the last shot we had was, we weren't pushed it, was if you sell a behema liuvra, liuvra, you only sell the behema just that the guy should be able to use to have a schus to get the uvra, to get the baby out of it, is that also or not? So now, so far we weren't pushed it, that shiloh. The Dabba called the Gzeira not to sell a behema gasa to a guy or not. Now the Gemara says, we said, my love, a behema loy uber, take a number of Tony, coin to noisy, alasar, bedomov, shmamina. We're talking about the uber. Yes, so Rashi says the case, therefore, wasn't a proof here, because they were talking about that the mother was already pregnant, the cow. And therefore, we make a kanas. But if you just sell the behemoth for its ubra, we don't have any proof. Now the Gemara says, Messiah le Rash Lakish. Let me bring a proof to Rash Lakish. So Rashi says, how do Tony Coinson? That is the last price that said, if we make a kanas, if you sell the behemoth gasa to a guy, there's a kanas, you have to buy it back. So it's a right to Rash Lakish. Why? Because the Yom Rosh Lakish says, "Hamoich a behema gasa lebikachovim." If a Jew sells a behema gasa, big behema, to a goy, he's over the Yisad Rabbanan. The locker is kind to noisoi. We'll make a kenas that he has to buy it back from the goy, and the kenas is ad asor b'domeha. That even though the goy charges you now 10 times the value, still you have to pay it back. So chur it's a raya from this price here, because the price also said the same thing. It said here that it said the hanaisim bekabolah for pishen rishoyi kain tenoisa yada sar bedom. It's the same thing. We make a kenas that you have to buy it back, even though it costs 10 times as much. So that's right. Rosh Lakish is alocha. The other Gemara says davka I love davka. Whether the brayso or Rosh Lakish, when they say 10 times, do they mean only 10 times or even more? Rashi says I love davka like kansin and like kulia. Maybe not even 10 times. In Amirels, Tvei Miyach Kansinu, maybe even more. It may be called Mitarzus Vekach. So that's the Shaila, is it Dafka or Lav Dafka? It Lav Dafka could mean that maybe less, or maybe even more than this. So when he says 10 times, that means really you're Lav Dafka. So what's the Tashma coming here? The Yom Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, HaMoicher Avdu Lev Kachovim. If a Jew sells his Eved Ivri to a Goy, so it's also Kainsin Oysoi Admeye Bedomov. We'll make a kenas upon the Jew, the Bailim, that he has to buy it back from the Goy. Like, it's not nice to do that. It's not nice to sell an Eved Ivri to a Goy. Because an Eved Ivri is still Mechuyev Mitzvahs. He's still a Jew. When you sell him to a Goy, he can't do Mitzvahs over there. So the kenas that the Odin has to buy him back from the Goy. And it says here, Loshin Ademeya Bedom, even though now the Goy will charge you 10 times as much, 100 times as much, you have to pay back. So Rashi says, Toshima, that Midigabi Eved Tani Meya. Since by Nebet it says 100 times, the Hoch Asron here it only says 10 times by the Heimagasa. So Shemamina Dafka Kamer, it means Dafka, that only 10 times and not more, not less. The Elav Dafka listed Tavayim Meir Tavayim Asor. It doesn't mean Dafka exactly. Sakam it says 2 different numbers. It should have said the same number both places. Since the Locher it says by Heimagasa 10 times and by Nebet it says 100 times. Much from each one is dafka, that you have to spend up until 10 times to buy back the behemah gasa. Smor says, maybe there's no proof. I tell you, shani yevid to chol yoyim v'yoyvah mafkalei mimitzos. Now, could be by nevid is a reason why you have to spend much more. Because by nevid, like when you sell them to a guy, every day you're doing something wrong. Every day you're taking them away from doing the mitzvahs. So Rashi says, the yoyim behemah could be lav dafka. Like, hansin and like kuli hai. Maybe really even 10 times we don't do really so much. Avagabi Evid, Rashi says, Mishum the Choyoma Vyoma, since every single day you're taking away the mitzvahs he's supposed to be doing, you put him by a guy, that's why the Chomim was so machm here to pay even 100 times. It could be there's no proof from the din of an Evid to the din of a behemah gasa. And now the Gemara says like this, Vikudiyam is something like this, the Ramah Rosh Lakish, Rosh Lakish says, that Hamoich behemah gasa v'gehovim, kainzin oisvei ad meyeh b'domeh. Somehow the gears are this way, that even by behemah gasa, the din is there's a kenas that you have to redeem him back, even though the guy wants to charge you now 100 times. Yeah. So in this we ask the question, Tanan. It says before in the price we had that the hanoisim led the kabbalah. If a Jew gives his cow to a guy to work with it to have a din kabbalah like a din of ubra, you like selling it to him. So after pishen and reshivlo, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to sell it, give it over to a guy. Kain sanoisi had a sorb of the mehor. It says we'll make the kenas that until 10 times you have to buy it back. According to this Gears of Rosh Lakish is a zero. Here Rosh Lakish says that it's 100 times, and here the price is only 10 times. So Gemara says, on this alone wouldn't be such a kasha. Gemara answers, on this alone we could answer you and say, Mechira Paska Minei. When does Rosh Lakish say you have to buy it back even if it charges you 100 times? That's a real sale. When you really sell it, HaMoicher, it means you have nothing to do with it anymore. So on such an Issa, the other Rabbanu made a big kenas. But here in the Braisa before, Kablonis, here some of the Pshat is that the cow still belongs to the Jew. You're only giving it over to the guy that he takes responsibility to work with it, and he shares the produce, the kids that come out of it. So that's called Kablonis Leiposka Minei. The Jew did not leave it completely. He still has shaykhus to the mother. So that's why it could be here, it's only kenas of 10 times. Still, for this loan would be kasha Rosh Lakish. But now still we have the shal. Even according to his girsa, when Rosh Lakish says 100 times, dafka lav dafka, does he mean 100 times? Rashi is a dafka meya, oy lav dafka. Lish nevasi gasin b'yevedad asari yebdomo. According to the second lashon now, he says by mechabe megas it's 100, and by an eved it's only 10 times. Yeah. So after Gemara says toshma come here, then I'll bring you proof. The Yomer Shulman Levi, hamlicha ravdu lord kachavim, kain tenoisi ad asari b'domo. So l'chur the raya is that means bedafka. That since here by neved it says only 10 times, and according to Rosh Lakish's girsa, this girsa in Rosh Lakish, when you sell the behem megas it's 100 times. So again you see it's bedafka. They mean what they say that by behem by neved it's up until by behem megas it's up until 100 times, and by neved it's only until 10 times. You see it's bedafka what it says. So Moshe says could be no. I tell you shani neved loy hodalei. I tell you no. Could be no proof again. The reason why by Neved it's only 10 times, not more, because the law is when you sell your Eved to a guy, so Rabbanu make a kenas, you have to buy it back, and when you buy it back, he goes out free, you don't keep him. That's also part of the kenas. So since it's like a double kenas, you lose him and you have to buy him back, therefore the Rabbanu only said 10 times, not more. But after he says Lashon by the Hei Megas, even 100 times, that could still be a Shiloh if it means Bedafka or Lavdafka. Rashi is a Shani Eved. We don't make a kenas more than 10 times. Why the it doesn't come back to you? The kaimla we hold, the Gemara Megidin says that amuicher avdlo avikachovim yotzalecheres. That's also part of the kenas. That if you sell your eved ivri to a guy, there's a kenas that after you buy him back, you're gonna have to free him. So therefore, you can't bring any proof again. What's the lacha by behemah gas? It's a bedafka or not dafka. Now the Gemara says, let's say behemah. My timer, what's the reason why the Rabbanu made a kenas by the Behemah, telling me now? Like, what's the reason why Behemah should be more of a kenas than an Eved? Mishum the Kohod relay. Because the Behemah goes back to the owner, like if he sold it to the guy, so kenas is buy it back. Once you buy it back, you keep it. So you want to say that's the reason why we made a bigger kenas by Behemah than by an Eved. Tamura says, no, that's only a Svara, Nikne Tvechad, that's all. Nikne say Tvechad, that's the reason to give one more time. Like by Neved, if it's only 10 times, so the Behem Megasa should be 11 times, that's all. But not 100. So how come it's such a big span? How come you go to 100 by Neved? Ella rather, it's like this. Eved is milsad leshchichihi. Becha milsad leshchichihi legoza be'rabbanon. To get like to sell a Neved ivri to a guy, that doesn't happen so often. Therefore, the Rabbanon does not make such a big kenas. It's enough just to consign you 10 times and not more. So even though sometimes the klal is, usually the klal is, that Nilsa Lashikh Lagodver Bonim means Klal Klal, we don't make a Gzer altogether. That's not what we're saying here. Here we're saying still there's a Gzer to buy it back for 10 times. But I call part of the reason why here it's only up until 10 times. And by the Behem Megas it's still 100 times, as well as the Behem Megas is Shriach. That's normal to sell to a guy. So therefore the Rabban have to make a bigger Knas to stop you. So there, if you sell it, you may have to redeem it even up until 100 times if that's what the guy wants. But by Evid, it doesn't happen that often, so it's enough that Rabban doesn't make a Knas up until 10 times. It's really, we're not pushing the shalom, what's bedafka, lav dafka, but these are the klolim. You know what, then we weren't pushing the last shalom also, that if you sell a behemah to a guy, just l'ubreho, is that also the mutter? Now it says in the Mishnah, the chachom or nechom say, or not in the Mishnah, it's less braisa, the chachom maimrim, kol zaman shiyarav kechovim b'yem, says potem in abachayra. That the last halacha was, Rabbi Yehuda said, like shut for sakim he holds his chayvim b'chayra, and therefore the half of it you have to give to the kohen. On this, the chum said no. That calls the man shiada the chum b'yem says purim in b'chayra, which of course that's like our mishnah. That our mishnah says shenema b'yisrael v'loy b'chayrim. That only if a Jew owns the whole thing, the mother and the kid, is there din b'chayra. Not if a guy owns any part of it. That's the mishnah like this chacham. Now the gemara says, Om Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua said, what's the machlekes the chacham and Rabbi Yehuda? They both dash in one pasuk. From one pasuk, the shalhara dash in this pasuk. The pasuk says in Shemois, Kol Bechor. It says, Kol Bechor, Rashi says, Be Yisrael. Kol Bechor, Be Yisrael. There's a law called the Kedushas Bechor. So this, Rabbon and Sav Rabbon and Shetar is, Bechor by itself would mean Mixas Bechor. Bechor, the Torah would have just said the word Bechor, not Kol Bechor. Bechor itself means a Mixas. Even if a Jew only owns half of it, there would have been a Din Bechor on it. But Mixas Bechor Mashma. Now, Kosav Achmona Kol, the Torah says the word Kol Bechor, Ad Yika Kulei, until the whole thing belongs to the Israel. That's the Rabbon and Shita. If a guy owns any part of it, that part is you from Bechor. If you have you discover, no, Bechor Kulei Bechor Mashma. The Torah would have just said the word Bechor, that's Mashma, complete Bechor. That the whole thing should have to belong to Israel. Kosav Achmona Kol, so why does the Torah say the extra word Kol? Is the Afilo Koldu, comes called lower it, that even the Koldu, no matter how, even though Yisrael only owns one tenth of it, so one tenth of it has kedusha, you have to give that much money to the kohen. That's the machlokes. How do we dash in the word kol bechor? That's one way to learn. Iboy yisem, another pshat could be like this. That I'll tell you lekula dekula yalmar bechor ruba mashma. The Torah just would have wrote the word bechor without the word kol. It's mashma ruba. Mashma, as long as Yisrael owns most of it, that's called the bechor, even though a goy owns part of it. So like this though. Masav a koil mashma lemluyosa. That Chum 7, it says the word kol bechor, lemluy means teaches now that you only have kedushas bechor if the whole thing belongs to Israel. That's kol. Rashi says lemluyosa, ad lehevi kulu di so, the whole thing has to belong to Israel. Masav review does know. Ligruyosa comes to make it minus it, to make it less. That means even though a guy has most of the shutfis, as long as a Jew has some shutfis here, you also have a kedushas bechor on it. So Rashi says the legruy means the chol mashma kol dehu. Yeah, any little bit that belongs to the Jew, he's mechayiv in the bechor. That's the machlokes of Yudin Rabbanim. Now the Gemara says shaila the kama te shutfis lebi kechavim for te ptur min abechora. Means according to Chachom Shita over here, that they say loshna kol zaman shiyat of the kechavim b'yemza. How much of the behema does the guy have to own to have a shutfis, a partnership in it that the Jew should be potter? How much does he have to own? But does he have to own a lot, a little bit, any little part of it? How much does he have to own to make it like it's not called Kol Bechor B'Yisrael? So it's a machlokes. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna says, Afilu Oznoi, any little bit. Rashi says, Afilu Ein Shutfus of Gehovim Elo B'Oizen Abchor in a Kaddish. Even if he only has a partnership in the ear, the Oizen of the Bechor, that's enough to make a Ptur. It's not called Kol Bechor B'Yisrael. That's Rav Huna Shita. On this, the mask of Lord of Nachum, Nachum has to question the Yagas and says, no, let's say the guy owns just the ear, so then let the Jew say to the guy, Shekola's Nechav Zil, take the ear away and goodbye. Rashi says, the Nami Evi Bechor Balmum, nice Makoyin. But even if you pull off the ear, the behemoth's not going to die, and most of will become a Balmum. So even after Balmum, there's still a chiv to give it to the Kayin. So therefore, just the fact that the guy owns something that does not make it a trefer in a velo does not pata from Bechor, that's from Nachman's Lord. And therefore, learn like this. Itma, learn like this. That in Rav Nachman's words, like this. Itma, Rav Chizda Rama Dover Shoy Soy Sonavela. Rav Chizda also learns Beshitas Rav Nachman that when does the guy have a shutfis that frees the Bechor from Bechor? Only if he owns something in it, if you take that out, the Behemoth will die or make it a Nevela. Rashi says, Goin Shesh Chelig of Gehovim, the Veshet, the windpipe, or the Geras, the food pipe. So these things about the Chiyas of the Behemoth tell you this. Therefore, as Rashi says, Choshev command the Bekul of Gehovim. That's considered the Choshev Shutfis as if the thing belongs to the guy. That's what Chizda says. Rav says, not so far, but Dov Shoy says the treif is also good. If what the guy owns will make a treif, Rashi says, Kamarin Ha'akuv Lamala. If you own, let's say, the top part of the leg. So if you cut off that part of the leg and make the baby into a treif, that's also called the Choshev Shutfis that a guy would pata from Bechor. So both Rav Chizda and Rav Holzer like Rav Nachman Svar, not like Rav Huna. It's not enough just to own a koldu. They have to own a davar choshev that the behemoth will die from it. So Machlokes says, does he have to mamish die the behemoth or just become a treifa? So Mar explains the Maikim Mifugi, what's this Machlokes Rav Chizda and Rav? So Machlokes says, betreifa chaya. If a behemoth has a halacha, betreifa, could it still live or not? It was like this, Laman di yomar, davar shoy says a treifa. According to Rav, it says, it's enough if the guy owns a part and makes the treifa. Kisovikas Rav holds treifa in the chaya. Yes, if the behema has this treifa, they can't live with it. So also, it's called the guy owns a choshev a part here, so that part is the bechor. Well, a man biyam a dove shoyes as in the veil, but according to Rav Chisda, 3 years no, the guy has to own a part of the animal, like the veshet, or the gageret that makes it in the veil. Abel treifa, the guy just owns a part of the treifa, like the top leg, chaya, he owns treifa, could live. So, kids, is the machlokes bika between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, is it enough that the guy owns any little part of it? Or else, no, like Rav Nachman Svara, we should tell the guy, take your shutfas out of here. And the rest of it that belongs to the guy, the yid is mechuyev in Bechor. It's more so like this. Ru Rabbanan came with Rav Papa. Rabbanan said, over this machlokes of one of Rav Papa. Kind of Papa. Hold the Rav Huna from Chizda. He said, over the machlokes of Huna and Chizda. For Rav and Rav. So he says like this. The Rabbanan said in front of Rav Papa, you should know, loy pligi. That really there's no machlokes, I tell you. Ho boy, ho bimai. Everyone says, no machlokes. When the guy has a shutvis in the Bechor itself, the kid itself, then that's Rav Huna's Svara. No matter how much, how small he owns in it, that part is from the Bechor. But when the guy doesn't own at all the kid, he only has a chilek in the mother, that's what we have Rav Chisda and Rav's Svara, that only partners you if the Bechor owns something with Dabach Hashiv that makes it from the Vela. That's what Rabbanim wanted to say in front of our Papa. That there's no machlokes. There's a chilek where the guy has a chilek in the Bechor Atzmai, so therefore any little bit he owns takes away the Kedusha. If he only owns the mother, then he has to own the bigger share. That's what Rabbanim wanted to say. And this the Gemara says, Omalu Rav Papa said back, no. Omalu Rav Papa, Maishna boy, what's the difference boy? By the Bechor. The Binim called Bechor Veleku, because the Dashin is supposed to call Bechor be Yisrael. That's the Svar and Rav Huna, so that's what we paskin. That the whole thing has to belong to the Jew. If any little bit of it belongs to the guy, it's not called Kol Bechor. If so, Imanami, by the mother also we have a Pasik. Binim Kol Miknecho Tizoch Veleku. There's also a Pasik by the Bimai. Shrashi Kol Miknecho Tizocher. If you own all the cattle, then there's a pasha of a bechor. In yishlecho zocher takdishenu. So mamash says the same thing. Kol bechor also, kol miknecho by the mother also. So if you hold like Rav Huna, that if a guy owns a mashu, it's enough to free. So it shouldn't make enough kmina whether he owns a mashu a little bit in the bechor itself or whether he owns just the ear of the mother. That should also free you. So Moses Ella rather, Rav Papa Taka says Loishina. That's Taka the Lacha. It doesn't make enough Kamina. If the guy owns a little bit, either of the Bechor or else of the mother, then the Jew is part of the Bechor. That's usually by the neighbor's manazir, that any Jew that owns a behemoth, he always makes sure he has a shutfis with the guy and any little bit of it. So he wouldn't have a din of Bechor. Yes. Another word says, Maskiv lo ma baravashi, maishina minafolim. Why is it different than a nephil? Lachar the behemah has a nephil, so the afagav the lad b'neich yusininu, even though it can't live, it's going to die. Still kochi, still it has kedushi. You have to give it to the kohen. The other markos we learned, pete shege behemah. So we dash in shege behemah. That what falls out of the behemah, it goes to the kohen. Rashi says shege behemah shegar b'meya behemah. It lives inside the mother's stomach. Shadayin l'giz man, didn't come the time to come out yet. That's one shot in Shagar Bebeya. It lives inside even the fetus. Lishnach, we know Rashi says Shagar Bebeya means Masha Behema Mishageris, throws out, has a miscarriage. Talma, what do we see here? Afagav the Lab Benech Yusin, even though this Nefel, this miscarriage is not going to live, Kodshi, still it has Kedushas Bechor on it. So, Sawachinami, Nami, Hebel, Hebel, Chavim, Bedova, Shoy, Says, Nevel, what should be the difference of Kodshi, Chalaka Yisrael? Afagav Labach Yusu. That's the Kasha back to Rav Chisda. And according to Rav Chisda, you hold a guy only part is if he owns something that makes it into a nevela. So what's the svara? If you take out what the guy owns, it's going to die. He doesn't matter kasha so what. So what if it's going to die? You see, when a Jew owns the whole behemoth and has a nefel, even though it comes out dead, still you have to give it to the kohen. So you also, even though the guy owns a part that should fit in it, it should still be a ptur it should not part you from bechor. According to Rav Chisda, he has to own something that makes it into a nevela. So what? Even if the behemoth is nevela or a nefel, also there's a kedushas bechor on it. So Moritz says, no, this wouldn't be a kasha. Hosom kivun dolei areva buchulin, by a nefel where the Jew owns the mother and the kid, there's a kedushas bechor because they're not mixed in any chulin. I mean, the guy does not own it at all. Therefore, karina buva behema kol bechor. It's called kol bechor, even though it's a nefel. So what? That's called shega behema. And you have a kedushas bechor on it, you have to give it to the kohen. But over here, where the guy has a shutfas in it, Kivan Dareva Bukhulim. There's some chulin mixed up into it, means the part that belongs to the guy is mixed up with this bechor. So therefore, Asav Chizdis Svara, if the guy owns a part that would make it into a nevela, like a reasonable kol bechor, that's called the chashav shutvis, that's not called kol bechor. So kids are still a machlekes in Rafuna and Chizda, even though we pass like Rafuna. Now the Gemara says, Rebbe Loza loy olavei medrasha. Rebbe Loza didn't come into yeshiva one day. Ask your chel Rabasi, so Rebbe Loza met Rabasi the next day. Omlai say yes to Mayoma Rabbona Bay Majrosha, like what did I miss today? What did they speak about in the yeshiva? So Omalay Srabasi said back to Rableza, Omalay that Hochi Om Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yochanan said that Afilu Mumkal, even a small mum